Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Think of me as a ship that will hold you and bring you back again.
Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. Our final guest tonight is on for Center Stage is Dave Sandersfield. He emerged as a solo artist in 2017, releasing his debut EP, Better Than This. He was born and raised in Mankato, Minnesota, and his band is primarily based out of the Twin Cities. His new album, Somewhere in the Dark, comes out on Friday, and he's joining me tonight to talk about not just his new album, but his streamed concert last week that was raising money for his native Mankato. Dave, welcome to CCO. How are you?
Hi, Geraldine. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's great to have you on.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
You know, I'm great, and I'm just now really hearing about what you've been doing. You were born and raised in Mankato. Tell me about how music affected you growing up in Mankato. How did you get connected to it?
I think that kind of just music kind of grew, and it was part of my family. So I think I just kind of picked it up along the way in high school, and you know, realized I loved some good grunge music, Nirvana and Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and stuff like that. Also influenced by like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. It was just the high schooler in me, I think, that was like, I got to pick up a guitar and see where this goes. So that's kind of just where it started.
You know, as you write and write and write, I mean, what album is this for you? Somewhere in the Dark.
So since I branched off on my own, this is the second studio EP that I'm doing with my full band.
How about that? And your full band is how many musicians?
So there's four of us total. I have Scott Berman on the guitar, Adam Couch on the bass, and Michael Fromm on the drums. They're really just talented, awesome guys. Lucky to have them. They love the music, and they really, really help make it what it is.
When is your project? You're in charge. You decide what songs are placed on that album, and you release it, whether it's an EP or not. What does that feel like for you, and what is the process for you to make the decision? Because I'm sure you might have, you know, recorded several more songs than what we will hear on the EP.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many songs that end up, you know, on the shelf. And I, you know, to a certain extent, you're right, like it is kind of me who pulls the trigger on them. But I look for the outside influences too, you know, of like what friends and family and how people kind of react to these, and especially my band and you know, when we play them live and things like that. But ultimately, like, I kind of try to just come up with a vision in my head of, like, you know, what's this about? What do I want to say? How do I want it to flow? This EP that's coming out on the 29th, Somewhere in the Dark, is kind of a little bit more conceptual than my first one. The first one was more, you know, hey, I'm a singer-songwriter, check me out. And this is a little bit more, I wanted to get a little more artsy and kind of deep with it and kind of bring, you know, bring some meaning and thought to it in more than just the singer-songwriter kind of way. I wanted it to be something a little bit more. So that's kind of what.
Yeah, that allows us to get to know you better. Is this Somewhere in the Dark? Is it biographical?
You know, it can be. I mean, I guess that's, you know, you're a musician, you're a singer. When you get music out there, you know, it's not really yours to interpret emotionally anymore. So, you know, I can sit here all day and say this is about me, you know, and to a certain extent it is. I think it's, the goal is to kind of make it relatable for everybody, in a sense. So it's, you know, it's really kind of a forgiveness record, and it's about, you know, forgiving yourself and forgiving other people and kind of going into the dark and discovering yourself and, you know, coming out the other end with a greater perspective. And I think we all kind of relate to that concept.
Not only relate to it, we need it right now. We need that concept, the concept of forgiveness, because right now we're having challenges politically. We're having challenges emotionally, relationships. Mm-hmm. And so this is the right time to put out something about forgiveness. Tell us about the streamed concert that you did last week and how it might have something to do with Somewhere in the Dark.
Yeah, well, so, you know, interesting times right now. A lot of artists are taking to live streams and things like that. You know, I knew I wanted to do an album release type thing. And the Mayo Health Clinic System Event Center in Mankato has been doing this kind of weekly live stream every Thursday night to benefit the COVID-19 community response. And, of course, they had offered to let me do the stream there, knowing that I'm a Mankato native and all that stuff. So, it was just a really great opportunity, the full band. We actually recorded the full band segment back in December before this event happened. So it was kind of good timing on our end that it came together that way. But then, you know, me and another one of my drummer friends, Jason Worrell, was able to step up, and we did kind of a live back and forth thing in separate rooms, and he was on drums and stuff, so it was really cool. It ended up being a really great thing for us and for the community. You know, people need that kind of escape right now. You know, not being able to go to concerts is kind of hurting all of us a little bit, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this album, again, is coming out on Friday, and I know that you're going to put it all over social media and get people interested. Thank you so much for raising the money that you did for the first responders and so much more. And I really hope that your music does for you what it needs to do, because just knowing that you're talking about forgiveness, I already love you. I don't even know you. I already love that that's your focus.
I love you,
because
too.
That's what we need. Seriously. So I mispronounced your name when I first introduced you. Dave Sanders Field, I said, but I believe it's Dave Sanders Feld, correct?
Dave Sanders Feld, yeah. That's a very common thing. A lot of people want to put the field in there for some reason.
Exactly. Well, you can find him on facebook.com/Dave Sanders Feld Music. And we really wish you well. We'll have to check back in with you and see how you're doing later on, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for everything you're doing for artists in the community and everything. Thank you again.
You're welcome, Dave. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was the last of our center stage guests tonight, and it has been a joy to hear from those who critique the artists about what it really means right now, what the arts community really means during a pandemic. And just like you heard Dave talk about his album being about forgiveness, that's a really big deal. Don't forget about that, okay? Just don't forget about that. Keep supporting us. We love you for it. Coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour in just a moment.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.